So, as we get right to the shit, Let's talk about this Cassidy versus Goods. Yeah, buddy. If y'all thought that I was not gonna come cover this, y'all thought I wasn't gonna cover this, you motherfuckers got another thing coming. I talk about this Cassidy and Goods, man. I wanted to wait. I was gonna do this and talk about this right as soon as it was announced, you know, with the back and forth and shit like that. But honestly, man, I sat back and had to spectate a little bit. You know what I mean? I had to spectate a little bit. And, you know, at first I was like to myself, I'm like, yo, Cass is, you know, Cass is talking his shit. Cass has been talking like this. That's what I want people to understand. Like, you know, everybody's saying Cassidy is delusional. Cassidy is too confident or whatever like that. I think motherfuckers forgot Cassidy been talking this shit to battle rappers and to industry niggas. Like, I'm speaking from personal, like, because, like, I remember, you know what I'm saying? I remember when Cassidy was the wave, like, the shit Cassidy did and where he come from as far as battle rapping, niggas getting in battling. Like, Cassidy definitely is one of the reasons of me being into battle rap. Like, he's one of the first people that, you know what I'm saying, that kind of opened me up to as far as like wanting to be that nigga at this shit because of his confidence level and you know, because of how determined he was to be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't knocking, you know, the shit that he's saying about, you know, he influenced, you know, the URL. I think that's what he should have worded and said it. Like, he influenced Smack to actually, you know, go for this shit. If that, you know, if that's his personal opinion, like, who knows if Smack was really already plotting to be on this, you know. But, you know, we don't know that. But I can say, you know, Cassidy has been talking this shit for a long time. Like, he's been talking this shit, like, for as long as it's one of the reasons why I became a fan of Cassidy back in the day, because he was talking that shit heavy. I was watching them Smack DVDs, man, the way him and, you know, he was talking to Mook, the way them freestyles he was dropping, the way he was, like, yo, like, all that, like, come on, man. He was talking about he spent $20,000 on tees, and the way he was talking, like, that's what made niggas fans of what Cassidy was on. You know what I'm saying? You know, so as far as him, I'm not going to say he's delusional. I'm going to say he's cocky and confident for his own reasons, for his own rightful reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he can claim that he's undefeated. You know what I'm saying? I give him that, because I've heard stories about, you know, Cassidy going to niggas' blocks, going to niggas across country and all type of shit, battling all type of niggas. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to knock that. I am going to say, though, I will go on record and say, I don't think he's going to 30 Goods, though. Like, I don't think he's going to 30 Goods. I think the one thing I don't think he understand is a lot of those guys that were doing it around the time he was doing it or shortly after he was doing it, a lot of them niggas are different. Even if he can argue with a lot of them having losses on a record or whatever like that, a lot of them niggas different. I think a lot of them niggas was put under pressure, under certain pressure that I don't think any battle rapper could just get. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if I was to speak for myself, I don't think I've had a tough battle so far. And I got 11 battles. I'm 11-0. And I don't think so far, I don't think, like, my personal opinion, like, my opinion probably was different going into the battle, but I don't think I've had a tough matchup at all. Like, I don't feel like I've been tested. And I'm still, that's when I got a taste for blood, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I need to get put in that, you know what I'm saying? Like, in that arena, in that where I'm actually challenged to where I can show niggas like, yo, it don't matter who it is. Even if it's my toughest challenge, I'm still going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there's a possibility that the situations definitely were different. But I think the struggles, I think the disconnect comes in with the struggles. You know, what is it that Cassidy been through battling, going through, you know what I'm saying, battling, trying to, you know, get his name out versus, you know, everybody else that, you know what I'm saying, or any other so-called vets, because he's separating himself from anybody. So let's break it down like that. Like, I mean, I feel like the struggles, I don't think they share the same struggles, you know what I'm saying, of, you know, because first off, you got to think, with Cassidy, would, you know, got his deal and everything like that, and there was a time where, you know, motherfuckers really weren't trying to fuck with battle rap. Like, it wasn't nothing that he did to kind of help it, you know what I mean? It was niggas like Goods, Arsenal, Head Ice, Lux, you know what I'm saying, that was still sticking close to the battle rap community and keeping the culture and shit alive. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I could definitely understand the frustration of the community, of some of the people in the community, you know, happen to look at, like, how is it that this nigga can, you know what I'm saying, swoop down and whenever he ready and want, and you know what I'm saying? And I understand that's how they looking at it. You know what I mean? I totally understand that's how they looking at it. But again, this one definitely something I gotta see. Who am I going for, man? I don't know, because going into it, I still got Goods winning. I think, you know, again, you know, Goods is great at predicting when people, you know, he becomes the underdog. Like, you know, every situation, people find a reason to make him the underdog. And I think, because, you know, Cassidy, because of who he is, I think that that's what, you know, he's definitely trying to promo, like, you know, Goods is the underdog, because Cassidy is already self-proclaiming certain things. So, you know, Bar Game Radio Podcast, Fifth Element. I'ma holla at y'all in a minute, man. I just had to touch on that real quick. Yeah, yeah.